hello and welcome to the New Mount Calvary Podcast. I'm Pastor Dawson, Sandra Dawson, and I am here with the New Mount Calvary Podcast for another episode where we talk about things that are going on at our church, where we hear from members of our congregation. You will hear sermons, Bible studies, and all type of inspirational messages. So thank you so much for joining us for another episode. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking with one of our members, Sister Bobby Richburg. Sister Richburg has been a member of our congregation for several years. She serves as a Sunday school teacher, the president of the pastoral care team, and she works with me as an instructor for our Inland Empire Bible study group. But she is here today because she recently wrote her first book, and I thought it would be great to have a conversation with her because some of our podcast listeners may want to become writers and authors of their own books. And so I thought it would be fabulous to have her to come on. But before I do that, let me say thank you for all of your faithful support of New Mount Calvary. If this is your first time listening to our podcast, we are a ministry, a local church ministry that God is moving out globally through the pandemic and through social media and through all these various platforms. We are now not just New Mount Calvary, El Segundo in the city of Los Angeles, but New Mount Calvary everywhere. And I serve as our esteemed senior pastor and leader of our church. And I thank God for just the opportunity to come to you during this podcast. So if you have not subscribed to our podcast, please do so. You can find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. All right. With that being said, let me welcome Sister Bobby Richburg. Welcome, Sister Richburg.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you so much for being with me today for our New Mount Calvary podcast. I am so excited about having you on. You're my first guest on our podcast.
Well, thank you for this opportunity to share and to be a part of your podcast.
And I thought it would be great to have you on because, as I shared during our time, you know, we were talking about this, I can't tell you the number of people who I talked to, myself included, that had a lot of goals when we went into quarantine. And for those who may be listening, I'm talking about the quarantine from the coronavirus in March of 2020. And we had to basically stay home and, you know, stay safe for almost a year. And during that time, a lot of folks said, hey, I'm going to write a book and I'm going to learn another language and I'm going to get a degree or I'm going to lose weight or whatever our goals may have been. Some folks did it, but a lot of people didn't. But Sister Richburg, you did. You made really good, productive use of quarantine and you wrote a book. So tell me, how did that come to be?
Well, first of all, Pastor, I never saw myself as an author, but the Lord moved me to share my testimony, to lift him up and to bring hope to other people that needed miracles and needed a move of God in their life. I ignored this task for a few years because I thought, you know, this is too big for me. What do I know about writing a book? But in many of your sermons, you kept challenging me. You didn't even know it was directed at me as well as at others. You said it would be a shame for us to come out of this pandemic the same way we went in. I knew the Lord was speaking to me about this assignment. So I said, Lord, help me to overcome my fears and get started. Then Minister Morrison came along and preached along that same theme. I couldn't ignore it anymore. So I just began to jot down things as I could remember the testimony. And that's one of the things I learned. If you just start jotting things down, even if they don't make sense, when it's time to bring it together, I learned that in the corporate world, it's called a brain dump. And when you do a brain dump, after a while, you have the format to start bringing things together where it would make sense. So that's how I was able to move forward because the Lord challenged me through you and through Minister Marshall, through the message. And we had this time at home to just get started and trust God and get it done.
Wow. Well, that blesses me, Sister Richburg, to hear that, you know, through the messages, you were encouraged to not come out of the quarantine the way you went in. None of us knew how long it was going to be, but we wanted to make time and make it productive. And through the messages that I preached, and you're talking about Minister Latasha Morrison,
yes,
shared, that was kind of a catalyst. But God was the one who put it in your heart.
Yes. That,
you know, God put it in your heart to do this. And I loved how you used the term, you felt it was an assignment. You know, they have a secular song whose lyrics I don't, you know, encourage, but I understand the principle that you do have to know when God has given you an assignment to do something. So you felt like writing this book was an assignment from God, a divine assignment, and you to carry it out. Give us the name of the book. I know it's about your testimony. And then I want to back up a little bit and ask you about kind of your faith walk, how you became a believer, and, you know, tell the people a little more about who you are. But tell us the name of the book first, because I know somebody's Googling right now trying to find
it. The name of the book is My Miracle Journey Through Ovarian Cancer.
That's going to bless somebody. Your miracle journey through ovarian cancer. All right, so before we get into your story and your fight with cancer, and praise God as a survivor.
Amen.
Tell us about Sister Richburg. Tell us about your faith journey. How did you come to know the Lord? And just whatever you want to share about your faith walk.
Well, I am the eldest daughter of the late Deacon Charles W.E. Richburg II, also known as Big Lefty, a left-handed pitcher in the National Negro Baseball League, and the daughter of the late church mother Lizzie M. Richburg. And I was dedicated to the Lord at birth and grew up in the Church of God in Christ in Pensacola, Florida, under the leadership of the late Bishop Elijah Banks. He was a senior pastor. I received the Lord as my Savior and was baptized there as a child. As a child, I experienced him doing many miracle signs and wonders of healings and restoring people and raising people up. So I had an experience with the Lord and a background in watching God work miracles. So I knew him to be a miracle worker. I just didn't know I was going to need him like that for myself. And I've lived in numerous states across the country and experienced the Lord and served God in many capacities in the Church of God in Christ and the ministry of the Four Square Gospels before coming to Los Angeles. So when I came to Los Angeles, I was a part of the Four Square Church, and I went back to Florida to take care of my mother before she went to glory. But in 2016, when I came permanently back to Los Angeles, the Lord united me with you and the New Mount Calvary Baptist Church. And I've been blessed under your leadership very much, and just encouraged to grow in the Lord and to serve God. And as you stated, I currently serve as team leader of the pastoral care team, a teacher to the Sanctuary Sunday School class, a facilitator to the New Mount Calvary Inland Empire Group, a member of the Intercessory Prayer Team, and Vice President of Public Relations of the SIM NMC Toastmasters Chapter. So the Lord is leading me in many areas of growth since I've been at New Mount Calvary.
Well, praise God for that. Always glad to hear that. Happy to hear about your faith journey, because a lot of the things you just said, even as your pastor, I was not aware of as far as your parents and your upbringing in the Church of God in Christ. We have a lot of members of New Mount Calvary who were born and raised in the Church of God in Christ. So it sounds to me like your upbringing in your home, all of your history experience, your faith walk. And then when you had this bout with cancer, seems like that was a time that also strengthened your faith. So tell us, give us your testimony. Without giving away the whole book, because I want people to get this book.
Yes.
Just tell us your testimony of surviving ovarian cancer.
I was first diagnosed with asthma, and that was not the case. Ended up in the emergency, diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and just devastated. Because you never think of yourself as, I'm going to have cancer. And when I was told I had cancer, it just kind of blew my mind for a while. And I had to fight not to go into depression. And then the Lord reminded me of numerous mm-hmm. incidents where he had already warned me. And that increased my faith, because this I know, if God said it, it's going to be what God said, whether we understand it or not. And the right. Lord sent many people to let me know before I was told that I had cancer. He sent about 3 different incidents to let me know that I was going to, he was going to be with me. I didn't know how or what was coming, but he had given me assurance that he would be with me, and he was. And I'm here 10 years later to testify of him healing me and bringing me through. There were some difficulties. There were some times I outlined all of that in the book, but the Lord is faithful to his word.
To God be the glory. 10 yes. years. Yes. 10 years survivor. And you, like you said, you go into more detail in the book.
Yes.
About your cancer journey. But, you know, if there's someone that's listening to this podcast who is currently dealing with any form of cancer, do you have any word of encouragement for them?
I do. First of all, I had to remember, cancer is not an automatic death sentence. Because most times, when right. you hear cancer, people panic. And the first thing the enemy starts saying is, uh-oh, this is it. You're probably going to die. You're not going to get over it. So my first encouragement right. to you is not to let fear grip you. And this is something I believe in, is that faith right. cometh by hearing. How do we gain yes. faith? By uh-huh. hearing the word of God. I had to start reading the word out loud, letting myself hear uh-huh. what the word of God said. God put people around me. There were times I could not pray for myself, even in that, knowing the word and hearing the word and reading the word and declaring the word. There were times when I was weak. God put people around me. One of those people is at New Mount Calvary, Deacon Denise Gill. The Lord, she was part of the journey that the Lord brought into my life as my nurse. Deacon Gill interrupted the plan of the enemy without even knowing it. They were going to put me on hospice, but she would come again, sing the word over me, speak the word over me mm-hmm. as my in-home healthcare nurse. And I just thank God for all of the people that I tell you right in the book that the Lord put in my path in many various areas that I needed. And there were so many areas in which I needed his help. And the Lord brought everything that I needed through different people into my life to get me through that journey.
Speaking that word over your situation.
Yes.
And the scripture that faith comes by hearing.
Yes.
And hearing by the word of God. And yes. that we have to hear it. And sometimes we have to speak it out loud. Yes. That doesn't just apply to a cancer diagnosis. That applies to any struggle.
Yes.
Anything that we are trying to overcome, because we can easily become discouraged in a lot of areas in life.
Yes.
Our relationships, our family, our, you know, financial problem, whatever it may be. But the remedy is still the same. Faith comes by hearing, yes. hearing by the word of God. And you had to surround yourself with people
yes.
that were speaking faith. That yes. is so important point to reiterate and kind of hone in on. And one of those being Deacon Gill. When I read that in the book, it's like I knew the impact and how God strategically mm-hmm. placed her in your life, really as your home health nurse while yes. you were in treatment, but they were ready to give up on you.
Yes, they were.
And put you into hospice. And yes. she had the power as your nurse mm-hmm. to just minister to you.
Yes.
And as you said, really helped to change and to bring about that healing, change the trajectory
yes.
of where everybody else was speaking doubt. Mm-hmm. God brought in somebody who was speaking life.
That's right.
And so, you know, if there are people who are struggling with cancer diagnosis or whatever issue, even when medical experts say, because they're just people, you know, right. and they may give you a negative report. Mm-hmm. That's why we got to be surrounded with people who are speaking life and who are speaking positive.
That's right.
Because it makes all the difference. So
amen.
I thought that was something that really stood out to me. So have you had a lot of good reactions from the book, from friends and family and those who read it?
Oh, I have. I'm getting the calls and the encouragements and the, when are you writing another book today? I'm trying to get through with this project first. But many people have said how they've been blessed, how once they picked the book up, they could not put it down. Some said, I read it, I got in my car at the post office and I didn't get out until I was done. And different ones are like, I did not know you were that sick. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Many people were just so encouraged. And one of my friends on the East Coast, she's given the book to some chaplains, even outside of the country, that work in hospice with people in the services. And we just say, hey, we'll just see what my prayer is, Lord, let it fall in the hands of the people that you intend and you purpose it to. But I have no idea just how far and how wide this book will go. So those are the reactions, and the first 100 copies have already sold out. I'm getting ready to place an order for more.
Wonderful. So Sister Richburg, tell me, how does someone get the book?
You can reach out to me at my email address, which is blrichburg@gmail.com. That is blrichburg@gmail.com. Once you reach out to me, we'll make the contact for you to be able to receive the book.
And then my last question, because there may be some folks who are listening who want to become, writers, want to become authors. Can you tell us, how was the process for you?
The process was also a miracle, because as I did the manuscript and did everything that I needed to do, the Lord blessed me with my brother who edited, my brother Charles that lives on the East Coast, edited for me, as well as a publisher that was going out of business. My book was the last book that she was going to do as a publisher. She held my hand and walked me through and taught me how to self-publish. So I would be happy to share information with people. And there's also the printing company that I use. They also offer to teach people how to self-publish.
See, this is good to know, because a lot of folks feel like you have to either have a lot of money, or you have to go through a publishing house. You have to know a lot of people, but you were able to publish your first book on your own. You had the people to help you. And again, as I listen to your story, I just see God divinely connecting you with people.
Yes. Yes.
And bringing it to fruition. And so you did it. You went into a quarantine. You didn't come out the same. You wrote your first book, your testimony. What's next for this, for you as an aspiring author?
Well, this opportunity, thank you, with you, first of all, is the podcast. I've also been asked to film my testimony with a group that's filming, but from the West Coast to the East Coast, 10 people they're called Stronger Than. So I've been asked there to record with them for publication. And we'll just see where the Lord takes us from here. I don't know. He is the one that's leading me on this path. I didn't know any of this. So I've just put myself in his hands, and whatever door he opens, I will walk through.
Well, do know that I appreciate you sharing your testimony with New Mount Calvary and our friends and those who are listening. I look forward to when we can have you come on site and share it publicly, with the congregation. And so I just know God is going to use it in great ways. So thank you again for joining me for this episode of our New Mount Calvary podcast. I want to thank all of those who are listening now and who may be listening later on. I thank you so much for participating in the podcast, and I hope that you will join us next time when we will have more content to inspire you and encourage you and to help us all to live out those dreams and God-given assignments like Sister Richburg talked about. You can subscribe to this podcast anywhere that you get podcasts, and that way you will have notifications. If you are looking for a church home, and you are in the Los Angeles area, let me be the first to invite you to the New Mount Calvary Baptist Church at 402 East El Segundo Boulevard in Los Angeles, where we have our worship services on site at 11 a.m. on Sundays, also online. But if you're looking for an on-site experience, we are there. We have a 7:30 a.m. conference call worship service and 9:30 a.m. Sunday school, which is also on conference call. So God bless you. God keep you. And we will be back with another exciting episode whenever God says fit. Thank you so much for tuning in to New Mount Calvary's podcast.